A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
After the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover. Wasn't that late, was it?
No.
No. Okay. Never mind.
No. There we go.
Or flip him off.
Time for the crossover.
Flip him off if you want to.
Everlevel Concrete Repair at Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. John, Josh, and Josh.
Josh, what's up, man?
Hi. How we doing, guys?
Good. Good. Really good.
What did you ask? Is Nick here today? Is that what you asked?
We usually all convene in the morning before my show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Josh's and Nick's shared office space.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Nick was not there this morning.
Interesting.
And so we hadn't seen him at all. We wondered if he was alive or here.
He is indeed alive.
I still have no proof.
Yeah.
I don't know where
he is.
Show us
the boy.
Yeah, I don't either. We wrapped up our meeting and you guys were still on the air. And I don't know what. I hope like a sinkhole didn't open up somewhere between here and his office.
Should I go on a. Should I make content out of this? Should I videotape
it? Let's make some content.
Let's see. Ooh. Where's Nick?
Can you hit the. Can you. Get into the stream.
There he is.
Oh, I can get into the stream. Oh, we found him.
He was busy.
Now, this is going to be the best part because now Nick is going to be annoyed with us because he was late.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Interesting.
Okay. Well,
off to another great start.
We'll see. We still got about another 20-ish minutes left in this crossover.
Uh-huh.
So you're not going to be mad at us?
No. I was late.
Okay.
Yeah, we were worried.
I was busy, but I was late.
Mm.
That's in your folder, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Nick. If that's why you were busy.
It's not just that.
You could have done that during a commercial. I just needed a piece of audio.
A piece of audio.
I hope it's the right audio.
I hope it is, too. I'm just going to use it.
I do, too.
Hi, Happer.
Oh, what's up?
There it is.
I found him.
What's happening?
Yep, there he is. It's right there.
Great.
That's good content right there.
That is good content.
Yep.
There he is.
Very good content. Oh, God.
Nick, do the thing. Yeah. By the way, I have a friend who now will text me that thumbnail of Nick from Vegas making jokes about various things.
In the pool?
Mm.
No, the one that you used, I believe it was on the day one vlog. The day one vlog.
Oh.
Yeah. So. So I saw Civil War last night with my bestest of friend.
What's Captain America.
What's that movie about?
A Civil War in America.
Interesting.
So my friend texted me yesterday. I deliberately haven't read much about Civil War, but just saw this still of a character in it. This movie is going to be intense. And it was Nick. There were people that had shirts on, kind of like Nick was wearing in that photo. Is this
it's that shirt.
Wow,
yeah.
It's the same shirt.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen Nick's shirt?
I have seen
it's
Nick's
the new
shirt.
Michael's shirt.
I love this shirt.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Got it from some random store in some random mall in Ames.
A random store and a random mall in Ames.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Is that what they call the mall in Ames? A random mall?
Random
mall.
I don't
remember which mall it was.
Mm. Ames has more than one mall.
Interesting.
Ames has a very large restaurant.
Whoa.
What's that name of that place, Nick? You remember?
Pizza Ranch?
The barbecue place?
Yes.
The population.
Well, they call it the barbecue place. But it's more than that.
Jethro? No, it's not Jethro's.
No, it's not Jethro's.
Cornbread?
It's the really big restaurant.
Hickory
it's
Park?
Pizza Ranch.
Hickory Park. Yes. I think that's it, yes. I've been there. They're good.
It's huge. That's
by the way, Ames population 66.9, so nice. It is not that big. And they have more than one mall?
I don't know. I went to a mall.
One mall, one big restaurant. That's all they have.
It is
Ames.
A very big restaurant. It's the size of. It should be the size of three restaurants.
Yes.
What?
That's how big this restaurant
it's
is.
It's enormous.
Does everyone go to this restaurant?
Yes.
A lot of people do.
There's a lot of items on the menu that I'm looking at.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now.
I mean, people call it a barbecue restaurant, but really,
oh,
it's
man.
Like
they have
got
ham
everything.
Steak.
And they've got this huge like ice cream, soda,
yeah, they do.
You know, Sunday menu.
I'm on the website.
It's like Pizza Ranch.
And this place kicks ass.
When I click,
it's pretty good.
When you go over the menus tab, so there's catering, restaurant, bulk carryout, gluten-free, ice cream menu. There's a whole
menu.
Holy
I
God. I love ice cream.
I told
Josh
you.
Josh does love ice cream.
We should do our show from Hickory Park.
There you go. That's a way to do
things. We should get a Hickory Park at Big Lake, big restaurant next to Big Lake in Gretna, where we put our NHL team.
Oh, man, I would love this.
And do the whole thing out there.
I want to try this. Here's something that I will admit. I've never had a banana split before.
Really?
Why would I want a banana in my ice cream?
Oh, here
banana,
we go.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
banana,
you get this thing with the fruits,
no,
man.
No, no, no. Banana is a healthy food. When I have ice cream, I don't want to think about being healthy.
Have you ever had banana ice cream?
No. That sounds weird.
You ever had strawberry ice cream?
I have. I don't like it.
Strawberry ice cream is not
good. I love strawberries. I love strawberries.
Lemon ice cream is really good.
Oh, no. I think fake lemon is garbage for the most part, except for Warheads.
Oh, like a lemon bar?
Don't like those.
Oh.
Yeah.
But a little bit of blueberry with
reminds
lemon?
Reminds me of Sansa Stark. She loved lemon cakes. Not for me.
Just all the things to
just because you're being sexist?
No, it's not. It's just, it reminds me of Sansa.
That's why you didn't like her? Because she didn't like lemon cake?
Or because she was a woman?
You or know, she did like lemon cake?
I actually didn't hate Sansa as much as a lot of other people did. She was a big dumb idiot. But I didn't hate her as much as some people
she
did.
She was a teenage girl.
Yeah, she was still a big dumb idiot, though.
She how did you know she dumb. Liked lemon cakes?
Have you not? Oh, you haven't read the book,
I haven't seen the show, read
in,
the book. Anything.
In the books, she doesn't shut up about them. Lemon cakes this, lemon cakes that.
What?
She loves lemon
yeah,
cakes.
It's you know, weird. It just goes on and on.
Did you know the kid? Is it pork pie?
Yeah, what about him?
He's an actual baker in real life.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. He likes to bake those wolf cakes.
If you Google Sansa Stark and then the letter L, M in cakes... is lemon.
Oh.
Eventually shows up as well. Does Sansa like lemon cakes? Sansa Stark is absolutely obsessed with lemon cakes.
She is.
That is the answer on Google.
Sansa Stark lemon cakes.
Yep.
Oh, there's recipes. Game of Thrones Sansa's lemon cakes.
I think lemon cakes were around before Game of Thrones. That's just clickbait.
Interesting. People
well,
also
ask. I mean, there's
ask,
specific kinds of lemon cakes.
Lemon cake is my favorite kind of cake, and this is a new thing for
whoa,
me.
Whoa, what? Oh, is this a new girlfriend thing?
It's not
Nick?
A new girlfriend thing. It's been slowly happening over the last few years
really?
Where I realize I think lemon cake is my favorite cake.
There's a whole Wikipedia ooh. For lemon cakes on the Westeros Wikipedia.
See, oh. I told you.
That's fun.
You should read the books, Happer.
This doesn't sound good at all.
No. That's a lot of book.
Dude, it's a lot. And you're never going to get the ending. I actually
you will never get this.
I would not recommend reading A Song of Ice and Fire because you'll never get the ending.
Maybe they'll just have like Brian Sanderson or somebody just finish the rest.
Nah, I'm okay. I think I'm done with that. I'm done with that whole thing.
Close that chapter,
wash your
if
hands.
You will.
I have.
So you're not going to watch any more House of the Dragon?
I like that show. Never mind. I'm back for House of the Dragon.
I love okay, Hot D.
Yeah. I'm out on the reading of the books, but I'll...
You should watch Hot D.
Hot D is coming back in June.
I know. We're getting very, very close.
Is your favorite part of Hot D when the child fell off of a dragon in midair?
Nick, it's funny you mentioned that. I rewatched that scene recently. Yeah. I stumbled upon
and
it on YouTube. No, I was like, oh, man, that was really harsh.
You're like Happer with dogs, but for children.
Oh, man, you want to watch a dog fall off a dragon?
No. I don't like when dogs get injured.
Or fall off dragons.
Mm. No, interesting. That'd be bad.
That would be bad, but... Yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch the whole show because I...
You forgot?
I forgot.
Well, so
it's
remember...
It's been so damn long.
It ended when the king died. Spoiler alert for House of the Dragon season one. The king died. Remember he got all sick?
Yeah,
what did he have? Leprosy or something?
Yeah.
It was
some
pretty
kind
nasty.
Of, you know, eat away at your body
but
disease.
He took
gross.
Forever to die.
He did. He got sick in like episode 2. He died in episode 10, Happer.
But that was a span
way
of, what, 30 years?
It was a long time.
Dying
yeah, remember,
for
the show
years.
Started with the kids. They became grown-ups.
Yep, yep.
I feel like I remember enough. I watched the trailer.
I'm still going to need to watch it again, just to get back into
it. You're in the middle of your 800th Sopranos rewatch.
Well, the good news is I can put that on pause.
That's true.
If I want.
Have you watched the thing that they talked about on the Happer show today with the Sopranos?
The LeBron?
The thing?
So, have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
When the Knicks were pursuing
Bing
LeBron
bong.
James in the summer of 2010, they brought him in and presented him their presentation, which included a video and cameos from characters from The Sopranos, including Tony Soprano.
I had heard about this.
And they were looking for a place for LeBron to live. That was the whole that was the whole thing. And it turned out that it was just at Madison Square Garden.
Nice.
But they got James Gandolfini to act in this.
So it's the last time that he ever played Tony, because this was 2010.
Wow.
When they did this. So you've heard about this, but you've not seen this.
I have heard
about this. Go Royals!
Are you going to be out on the Royals if they lose to the lowly White Sox?
Mm.
No, but it would be sad. Did they lose to them already once? They played them 3 times. They either swept them or lost to them once already. I think
they
lost to them once already.
At least one team once. They've, or one team twice.
One team twice, potentially.
Or two teams once.
I think, if I remember right, they lost to them once already. So they already have.
That's a harsh look.
One of their losses this year. The two wins for the White Sox. But yeah, they stink. But we will, you know, try and win the series tonight.
Gotta love when the Royals could win a series in two of the series.
That's true. Doesn't happen very much.
I noticed the Royals have gone back to the tiny baby letters. I thought they had gone to the big letters.
Yeah, they were.
Were they chastised?
Yeah, they
by the Fanatics.
The Royals have been very quiet about their transition back to the tiny baby numbers, which means that Major League Baseball has said, "No, no, you will have the tiny baby.
You
numbers.
Will never get this. No.
Yes.
No. Is that a Jurassic Park reference?
It is.
Nice. Good reference, Nick.
How can they screw something up so simple?
I wanted to tell you this, Happer, because I was watching the Royals over the weekend, and they had the blue with the Kansas City across. I think those are sharp uniforms.
I agree.
Those are those new? I don't really remember
them. They introduced them as their third. You're talking about the Royal Blue Tops.
Yeah.
They introduced them as their third uniform, I believe, last or 2 years ago.
I think they're very handsome.
Because they rebranded. Yeah,
especially that QT logo. It looks great.
Yeah.
It pops, John.
It does pop.
They used to have on their gray uniforms the cursive Kansas City. Now they just wrote it in that font. But they were a little oversimplistic, but they did introduce those jerseys, which are very nice.
That was a fast 1-2-3 inning. Don't like that. Three hits, but only one run? One run, but two?
It's hard to believe, Josh.
I know, it really
is. It's hard to believe.
The comments continue to come in for food and A Song of Ice and Fire.
Okay.
AC writes, I bet the pastries in Westeros sucked. Like, no sugar whatsoever. Those people were like, oranges are the best things I've ever eaten. Like, oranges are fine.
They had sugar in Westeros.
Well, they liked oranges a lot, Nick.
Yeah, if they thought oranges were the best food, I have doubts.
Yeah. Tough luck.
Westeros isn't a very orangey climate. It's based on England. Not many oranges in England. They have to get them imported from that desert place from Pedro Pascal is from.
It seemed that Westeros just...
Dorne.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a hardy group.
The women in Dorne.
It's a hardy group there.
Who is?
The whole town or city or whatever.
Westeros?
They feel like as if they are maybe a little beaten down by weather and
I think
time.
As you get farther north, but I think... King's Landing is pretty chill.
So Westeros is like what?
Westeros is a continent.
Yeah. It's a continent.
It's a continent.
Okay. It's England. Yeah. It's just England.
Okay. All right. So it's probably unfair of me to say that everybody is like that.
Yes.
I was thinking it's like the Midwest.
No. There are different areas of Westeros. So you have King's Landing. That's where the king lives.
That makes sense.
They're like nation state. They're
city states.
City states.
No, it's all kingdoms. It's a bunch of kingdoms.
It's the
under
seven
one,
kingdoms.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Until what? The end of season one?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Robert Baratheon. Robert Baratheon gets killed. And then off we go.
King into North.
And crazy. Freaking Ned Stark.
What are some of the other places?
John just mentioned one, Dorne. Dorne is like Spain. Very.
I was going to ask, like, what is the California of
probably Dorne.
Westeros?
Dorne.
Yeah, probably Dorne.
What,
lots of tan. Lots of women being tan, unclothed.
Wow.
Yes, that was season 5. The Sand Snakes, they were annoying plot points, but interesting nonetheless.
Interesting.
Where was Daenerys and her weird brother and all them at?
They're actually not from Westeros. They're from a different part. They're from Essos.
Yes, Essos.
Wow, this is all coming back to me. This is great.
See, Essos feels more like the U.S. because they have desert, but they also have rolling hills.
Typical imperialist Nick. Let me relate everything to the United States. Essos is...
It's a separate continent.
Yeah, it's like east.
They take a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at crap. I can't remember.
They take a lot of boats. And a dragon. A few dragons.
Yeah, they fly the dragons over.
Oh, it could be a lot easier if you had a dragon.
A lot of things would be easier if you had a dragon.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Including genocide.
Well,
which is what happens.
They did have that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
A lot of war crimes in Westeros.
Seems like a lot of stuff happened on this show.
It did. I'm surprised you never watched it. I guess you're not into that kind of stuff.
Are you
like Bill Simmons? You don't like going into the forest? That's what he always said. I don't want to go into the forest.
Yeah, that actually kind of tracks a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a whole world that I have to adjust to. I guess that's most of the thing.
They do a really good job of expanding out. Like, you start here, and then the farther the show goes along, it drip feeds it to you in a manageable way.
If someone like John can get into it, I feel like someone like you could too.
It feels like there's a lot of names.
There are. the cool thing that it does is whatever areas that the episode focuses on, watch the beginning, the opening credits, because it changes depending on where they're at in the episode. And like, so where you have to focus on.
Mike says, I'm going to log off now. Enjoy dork talk. Charles writes, Game of Thrones is dork talk.
I don't care whether you...
this reminds me...
We all have dork things about us.
So the final season aired, and like, you know, we were always talking about it. We would come in and Nick Baugh, and I think even Stibbs Hate watched that show the whole time.
Nice.
So we would all talk about the episodes. And there were some listeners who would get like viscerally angry at us. Not everybody cares. Like, that's fine, but we're talking about it.
Yeah.
You know? Not everyone cares about the 2014 Royals, but that doesn't stop you.
Exactly.
People never react this way when you want to talk about the 2014 Royals.
That's not true.
People don't care.
They don't call it dork talk.
People do sometimes say, I didn't come here to listen to you talk about the 2014 Royals.
People don't care about the Cubs, but John is still going to bring up their scores.
He does. John is always like, oh, update on the Cubs game.
Well, guess what? You get a Cubs game today. So.
Oh,
enjoy.
Really?
Baseball.
Are we watching it? Do you want to flip it over right now? Are we
well, remember,
the Royals on the
it's
tiny
blacked
baby?
Out on
oh,
our Iowa TV.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
I'll
that you haven't called them yet.
Phone.
Let's watch the Rockies at 5. I want to watch them lose to the Phillies.
The Rockies at 5.
Yep.
I mean, normally, anytime I see the Royals, I just instantly go for the remote because, I'm sorry, but your team bores me.
No, hey, it's my team, John.
But,
the Royals.
But I'm intrigued now because I'm just morbidly curious if the White Sox can actually win a game or if they will lose it in a grotesquely horrific fashion.
He's out.
Like
He's out.
Like there. I mean, the pitch was...
Toot bland.
The pitch was wild. And
Andrew Benintendi has been horrible.
74-year-old Salvador Perez still threw him out by a mile.
Hey, he's 33. He's young and spry. He's a spry boy.
Goat.
Man, I remember when Andrew Benintendi was a good baseball player. Now he's stuck with the White Sox.
Yep.
Rick writes on Twitter via the comment section, which...
Oh, I love that.
It doesn't happen very often, but says, thinking about audio booking Ice and Fire.
That's a long audio book.
Oh, yeah, I wonder how long that
I once audio booked a couple Harry Potters on an East Coast road trip.
How'd that go?
I didn't even make it through 2 Harry Potters before we completed the road trip.
It's
like 40 hours.
The first two are short compared to a Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, like they each of them get longer. Like I think we got barely to the end of the second
one. All right, A Storm of Swords, which was the longest book.
Which is also not a storm you want to be caught in.
No, it's book 3. 48 hours. Even double
insane.
Speed, it's 24.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't like listening to audiobooks. They don't stick with me the same, except when I had COVID and I couldn't do anything.
Bring back COVID.
Listened to the audiobook of Fellowship.
How'd that go?
I was floating in and out of consciousness the whole time. So I'd wake up. It was Tom Bombadil. I'd go to sleep.
Oh, Tom Bombadil.
I'd have nightmares.
Woke character.
I hate Tom Bombadil.
That's a cool
name,
though.
Tom Bombadil. See, we talk about Thrones and John's fine with it, but then Tom Bombadil shows up.
Exactly, because these names are stupid.
It's why we don't like Tom
Bombadil.
So wait,
Bombadil. Daenerys Targaryen is a normal name, John, but Tom Bombadil
isn't?
Very
elegant, very elite.
All of the Targaryens have dumb names.
Typical lefty John likes the elites.
Yep, I do.
Mr. Two-Deck John.
Nick Brandon writes,
she was very elite.
Nick needs to point his camera higher so I can watch the Royals on the stream since I don't have access to the Royals.
No, that would be illegal.
That's illegal.
In fact, I put my camera down more.
Dude, we don't want the Bally people coming after us.
Yeah, the bankrupt Bally people.
Yeah, they will smoke us. They'll take us for everything we got, which is admittedly not much.
Yeah.
But they're desperate.
Yeah.
They need help. They're just waiting for a copyright infringement somewhere. We're not going to be the ones to give it to them.
That's right. We're not going to contribute to this.
Why not Horberg writes, why has nobody picked Lord of the Rings for Movie Club? Force John to watch it.
I'm saving Fellowship for 200.
Nice.
And I will be gone that week.
No, you can't take vacation just to not watch
200 soon, right?
Yes.
We're very soon.
We're at 186 now.
We're at 186.
Holy crap.
So that's probably, I mean, that's by the end of the summer.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a great end of summer movie.
John will be gone.
I'll be gone.
I feel like that's more of a fall movie.
Yeah.
Poll question. Is Fellowship of the Ring a fall movie or a summer movie?
Sounds like a fall movie.
It came
actually.
Out around.
Sounds
those
like
movies
movie
all came out around Christmas
fall,
time.
You just want to jump off a tall building. You know?
Nick, did you see those movies in theaters?
No.
Oh, man. What an experience. Back in the day when you had to wait in line if you wanted a good seat at the movie theater. I don't miss those times.
I didn't actually get in.
I actually kind of do.
Really?
I like.
Poll question. I'm gonna put that out.
I don't like assigned seating at the movie theater.
Interesting.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Why? Then you don't have to arrive so blessed early.
No, you don't. But like, I never went to full. I rarely went to full movies, like jam packed movies. But the chairs. It's just allowed people to become so comfortable. In the movie, I want people to be less comfortable in public.
You want people to be uncomfortable?
Yes, people with their blankets and their all the stuff that they bring inside
you
their bags.
Like people that bring.
How do you feel about people that bring blankets to baseball
games? This is not your home. This is a public area.
Which bags are you? What bags are they
bringing?
They're
giant bags. Like they're going to the beach. They're bags.
They're
ludicrously capacious bags.
Wow.
Great reference, first of all.
That is a great reference.
Interesting. What a take.
I want people to be less comfortable in public. Everyone should be less comfortable in public.
Wow.
Everyone should have their guard up a little bit in public.
This is like the evolution
of hating PDA. The more you let your guard down, the worse it all.
So are we out on
I don't
like
want to see that side of everyone.
And sweat clothes.
Yeah, I had sweatpants and a hoodie on last night. Is that too much for you at my movie?
Be comfortable, but don't go over the line.
So should I have worn jeans to the movie? Is that what you're saying?
You could wear sweatpants. That's fine.
All right.
But not jammy pants.
I didn't bring a blanket, though.
Not jammy pants.
I'm always jealous of the people that bring blankets. I'm like, that's a great move.
How do you feel about blankets at baseball games?
What if it's chilly, if it's cold,
not really cold.
Well, but the theaters are notoriously very chill.
They are.
You know,
yeah.
They turn the AC way down.
But it's temperature control. Like, it's not going below 50 in the
Probably
movie theater.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Or they turn the AC up. Air conditioning.
They turn the temperature down.
Yeah.
Huh.
Temperature down, but yes, I understand.
We need to be less comfortable as a society.
Odson handshake meme, Connor Happer, stop bringing blankets to the movies. He yells at us in all caps.
Mm.
Josh is of movies.
But
Josh gets there early for some reason.
I wouldn't want to bring any of my blankets to the movies because they're always sticky. Movie theaters are always sticky, and I don't want my blanket to be sticky.
You could wash it.
I don't want to have to wash it because it got sticky.
All right.
The thing is, the theater is dark. Once the movie starts, you shouldn't be paying attention to them anyway. You should be paying attention to the screen. So why would it bother you if someone five rows away is
That's the other thing, too. It's not really that dark in the theaters anymore. It's always somewhat lit in the theaters, even during
the
movies.
Well, I mean, the screen is bright.
Because people walk around and they serve you.
They serve you in there.
They do have the stair lights and things like that.
I was just talking about getting lit in the theater.
No, yeah. It's never completely dark in there anymore. I feel like going to the movies isn't the same anymore.
Have you considered maybe you're just getting older?
Yeah.
Maybe you just don't like movies.
I feel like the experience of going to movies is actually better now than it used to be, beyond just the comfortability factor. So last night, I saw it at Majestic. I saw Civil War at Majestic, not the Alamo, which I usually like going to. And there was someone, they were way far down in front of me, but I noticed them suddenly pull up their cell phone, they're texting.
Oh, yeah.
Just having
conversations. People have no shame anymore. This is my point.
But
it's so comfortable in public.
I feel like that is actually, people have gotten better about not doing that at movie theaters. People used to text all the time at movies, but now I feel like they're better about it because of the Alamo.
There is less ringtones just generally in society now, which is nice.
Do you think we're finally starting to get back to an actual society post-COVID? Because after COVID, people forgot how to act in public.
They still don't know how to drive.
They don't. But do you think it's
slowly
getting
better? Well,
we didn't
know how to drive before COVID.
Yeah.
So.
I think a lot of these problems existed pre-COVID.
Yeah. They were just amplified.
Definitely. People definitely forgot how to have shame during COVID. That's for sure.
People don't have shame anymore.
They don't have shame. They don't care at all what other people think about them.
Bomani Jones, friend of the Connor Happer Show.
Yes.
He discussed this idea with O.J. Simpson on his Monday podcast, how he has had no shame. Zero shame whatsoever. And I think that he was spot on. You're right. People don't have shame anymore. It's hard to get people to feel shamed.
We need that.
You can complain about them and then they're just going to power right on through.
I love
shame.
No,
we need
people.
That nun from Game of Thrones.
Which nun?
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
She was on Ted Lasso.
Nice.
She was the owner of the franchise.
Sounds like she's a stand-up gal. I like that. Shaming people?
Yeah.
Awesome.
She's actually a horrible character, but
she is a horrible character. You really enjoyed it when she got what was coming to her.
She was
to get her head chopped off.
We don't know. She's just gonna be torture for a long time.
She was let's
lots
just say,
of torture.
She was gonna be stuck with a very large man for a while.
Oh man,
yeah.
The mountain.
The mountain.
The mountain,
which is a great name for.
Oh,
a
that's
large
that
man.
Redheaded guy, right? People always used to tweet pictures. that I looked like one of the redheaded guys.
No, no, no. You're thinking of
the Mountain's brother.
No.
No, he's thinking of Tormund. Tormund Bane.
Yeah,
that guy with the big beard.
Yeah,
I liked that guy.
Who's now the guy doing the Scotts commercials?
Oh, really?
Dijeron.
Oh, nice.
Tormund is great.
It is a good character. Very good character.
I wish he ended up with
Brienne of Tarth.
Brienne of Tarth. He simped for her so hard.
He did. But in his own unique way.
He loved her.
What does simp mean?
I don't know the origins.
It's internet. It just means he...
I've heard the word. I just don't...
Yeah, he just like...
He was just like pining. It was like
He's obsessed with it.
Why simp?
He was horny for her.
I don't know the origin. I don't know the origin.
I think it started in Australia. It's some slang, and it just perforated the internet.
Oh, okay.
It definitely Australians are hilarious. There's something in there that's probably not so good.
Mm. Probably. It's from Australia.
Mm. Whoa, what's wrong with Australia, Nick?
They're funny, but a lot of their things start problematically.
Well, it was a prison colony.
The official Twitter account for Archie comments... Oh, wait, never mind. They're talking about banning people. Australian politician Bill Shorten used the term on national television, saying on an ABC segment that Prime Minister Scott Morrison needed to make sure he doesn't look like he's just a simp to Donald Trump. So that's how it started?
I don't know if that's how it started.
It looks like it was more. It was used on TikTok in 2019.
Oh, yeah. People have been doing
it. It showed up on Urban Dictionary in 2005.
Oh, really?
So it looks like the Australian guys, when it broke through.
Mm-hmm. All it took was one Australian guy to go on the news.
I think September 2020, users of Reddit created a pledge called No Simp November, or No Simp September, similar to No Blank November.
Gotcha.
I think the reason it exploded the most is because of
COVID?
Well, internet, people on the internet, like selling their bathwater. They're like, oh, you're simping for that person.
That's weird. All right. Let's eject.
Eject.
Great crossover, everybody.
Get me out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what... Hey, we could have talked Game of Thrones or Nick's talking about bathwater. What do you want?
Yeah. Next thing you know, Chevin Wiggins' name is going to come up again.
Oh, no. John.
Not again.
We said we weren't going to do that again.
Not Chevin. Dave says, Happer, we've handshake memeing a lot lately. If you're over 20 and not going to work out, don't wear sweatpants out of the house. Dave, what the hell?
Yeah, have some respect for yourself.
If you're handshake memeing Happer, make sure to put on hand sanitizer.
If you're going to the auto parts store or to the Home Depot because you're in the middle of working on a project, you don't have to get freaking dressed up
for it. I love comfy pants.
If you're in the middle of working on a project, I mean, sure. But you're taking time out of your day to go to the movie. That is not... That is a previously scheduled event.
You I'm sitting on a suit.
Like, you're not just like, I think I'll go to the movie today. No,
correct.
It's like,
it was planned, but I wanted to be comfy at the comfy movie theater.
What if we still had Abe Lincoln today because he wore sweatpants to the theater instead of his suit?
Why would that help him?
I don't know.
Sweatpants don't deflect bullets.
Yeah.
Maybe he would have been more comfortable. Maybe he would.
Are you saying that Abe Lincoln would not have been shot if he was wearing sweatpants?
I think his head would have been harder to shoot at because maybe he would have been chilling more.
Interesting. What a take. This is not a take that I ever expected to hear.
This is a take.
Mm-hmm. Will writes, I would only take a blanket if Lauren Boebert was my date.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah.
What was that?
I was asking Nick if he was on Jimmy Internet.
No.
Yeah.
Jimmy Internet.
This is unfortunately from the dome.
Jimmy Internet.
Hodson says Abe needed a helmet. Maybe Abe should have gone to the movie theater with a helmet on.
Should have rode a bicycle.
Do you think that would have saved him either? Should Abe have worn a helmet?
Uh-huh. Oh, Lord.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
He just would have got CTE, then we would have had this conversation way earlier.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have been... He wouldn't have been murdered.
That's true.
Point.
Assassinated, actually.
Yes, that's different.
Yeah. Yes.
My bad.
All right. Well, I don't know if that was Happy New Year, but wow, that was fascinating.
Yep, something happened.
Something happened, but it wasn't.
Oh, look what you did now. Adam says, by Connor's logic of no sweatpants in public at the movie theater, then you guys should go back to dress clothes in the work environment at a radio station.
We all dress up like to a certain degree.
Ever.
You're wearing a hoodie and a short sleeve thing.
But
you're very Belichick today.
I've seen people look like Where I draw a hard line, I don't wear like basketball shorts to work.
I never have either.
I don't like that.
I do when I was...
That's the equivalent of
Bigger to Reaction, I do sometimes for Bigger to Reaction.
I did when I was part-time and here at 6 p.m. because no one else is here.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't
it
wear...
It still bothers me. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
It's like wear shoes with, you know, the tops on them, no open-toed shoes, and wear real shorts.
I think Dan is wearing sandals today.
Is Dan wearing sandals?
What?
I thought so. I didn't stare down at his feet, but out of the corner of my eye, it looked like he was wearing sandals.
He's wearing a cardigan and sandals?
I thought so, but maybe I just saw his feet wrong. I didn't want to just stare down at them. He just came up. Hey, how are you doing? Hi, Dan.
Dan's had a lot less questions for me lately, which is nice.
What happened? Did you yell at him?
I don't know. I think we must have did something right.
You must have yelled at him.
Yep. No. I think we just got the baseball broadcast off the ground. And
that's
was
all
it.
We needed. Yep. Just get the baseball broadcast off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good. Good.
All right. Well,
okay.
We'll let you go back out into the world and shame people.
Nice.
Shame. Yes.
Do your best.
The world needs more shame.
More shame.
More bullying, I always say.
Mm. Oh, this is great. We'll see you for the crossover tomorrow.
There it is.
Goodbye.
Another successful crossover, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's a Dumb Debates Wednesday.
Oh, baby.
And it's next on 1620 The Zone.